Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning in the studio. It is June the 29th. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. We're heading out later this afternoon to a graduation party. I think it's our 27th graduation party in the last month or so. Wonderful kids. We're happy to do it. Our prayer for them, as many of them are going on to college, is that they end up being gainfully employed in the careers that they have chosen for themselves. And that, at one point in America, was a given, and now is not a given at all.
One of the highest rates of unemployment.
Is new college graduates. You bet. Pushing 50% unemployment rate in new college graduates. So it makes this segment of More Than Money all the more important. More Than Money inspires American businesses. We turn to business leaders who have successfully crafted a company and perhaps could share a couple ideas for anyone, young folks from 18 to 68 who decide that they may want to be entrepreneurs. So we go to the phones. We talk to Kevin McPoyle, KMRD. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you taking part of your Saturday and spending it with us. It's very kind of you.
My pleasure.
In our More Than Money Inspires American Business segment, we try to give folks a sense of where a company is and then transition into where they kind of started. So if you would be kind enough to describe KMRD for our audience, that'd be a great start.
Sure, I'm happy to. KMRD Partners is a property and casualty insurance broker and consulting firm located in headquartered in Warrenton, Pennsylvania, so just south of Doylestown, with offices in Limerick, Montgomery County, and in Westchester, Pennsylvania. So focuses on commercial lines insurance, and so what that means is that we're selling and supporting commercial businesses, and I think most people think about insurance agents, and they assume that it's a kind of the Allstate model or personal lines, and we don't do any of that, and nor do we do group benefits. We like to tell people that we're 3 inches wide but 4 miles deep in the commercial insurance space.
So as part of your business model, you've consciously made the decision that you don't wish to be all things to all people.
That's absolutely right. I think if you consider I'm an engineer by degree. If I use the term, sub-optimize your business and the choices that you make, that means that you should pick the very best property and casualty broker. You should pick the very best personal lines broker and the very best benefits broker, and use all of those to make your business better.
And Kevin, I think you would agree, rarely would you find the very best in those areas all in one firm.
That's absolutely correct, because they're just so different.
Indeed. The piece that you're focusing on, the commercial lines, give folks a kind of a sense of what kinds of things this insurance would cover.
Well, the typical, it's a great question. The typical insurance portfolio for a business in America right now is, of course, you have a property policy. So that would, if you use that similar to your homeowners, that's your home. So it's your business. It's your business property. It's all material inside your facility, whether that be desks and computers or whether that be large machines that do different things. And then you have a general liability policy, which is protects you in the event that perhaps you make a product and that product fails and hurts a third party. Or you have someone who comes into your facility and slips and falls and hurts themselves. That's your general liability policy. Then, you have workers' compensation, which is required by law. And then you have business auto, so those folks with fleets, those folks with salespeople out there driving cars. And then we have an umbrella policy, which supports and creates depth in that insurance program in the event that there's a large catastrophe. You want to make sure that you have the appropriate limits. And then we can go through some of the what we call executive protection coverages, which would include directors and officers' liability, employment practices liability, which is, you know, those issues where in modern America, where there's a wrongful termination issue or a harassment or discrimination issue against the employer. There's, of course, a crime policy, a fiduciary liability policy. So it is a very broad portfolio of coverages. And then you start to move from there optionally to things like professional liability and a foreign package liability and ocean cargo, depending upon where your products go and come from.
Kevin, my head started to hurt about 17 items ago. And I guess that really is indicative of why part of your business model is that you folks are consultants rather than, hey, come and tell us what you want to buy and we'll broker it for you.
Yeah, exactly. This is not a one-size-fits-all and do you want the small, medium, or large for insurance, because it's very different. Everybody's exposure is different.
I understand.
And you have to look at the contracts. And so when I say contracts, Gene, it's not, I use the same as a policy, but it really is a contract between you, the client, and the insurance carrier. And my responsibility is to get in the middle and to negotiate the best, broadest contract for you to protect you from the exposures that you face in your day-to-day operations.
Kevin, the business owners that are listening right now are acknowledging that there's a tremendous amount of ignorance, is the appropriate word. We're not stupid people, but we certainly are not well-informed about the vast majority of these kind of coverages. And having a consultant that can help guide us is clearly a huge advantage. It kind of makes this next question even the more interesting for me. How does a young man starting out as an engineer and coming out of West Point as you did and becoming a helicopter pilot, the career path from helicopter pilot to expert in the commercial lines, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny. And now as a business owner, Gene, when I meet young folks who say, I've always wanted to be in the insurance business, I'm never going to hire them because I think that they're probably crazy.
So that obviously was not your goal as a young man, but how did you transition from your career in the military to being a business owner in the commercial lines?
Well, I went from the military, and actually I started my civilian career, if you will, at Air Products.
Very
and,
nice.
And lived up in Whitehall for a time and then got recruited by a firm down in Philadelphia. And basically the sense of that was they were looking for people who had a certain skill set with the idea that we could be trained in the ins and outs of insurance if you had the right attitude and you had the right work ethic and you had the right attention to detail and the right intellectual curiosity. And so we were very, very successful as an organization going out and hiring folks from West Point and folks from the Naval Academy and folks that were engineers and accountants because they all possess this attention to detail, and it's so important, going back to that large portfolio I described, it's so important to understand the terms and conditions of each of those contracts. It's not easy, and you can't do it just by looking at the, if you will, the declarations page, the first page of a policy to ascertain what's there and what's covered and what isn't. You have to dig deep. You have to spend the time.
Kevin, how much of your personal success would you ascribe to your military experience?
I would say there's a great deal of it only because it's the military taught me to get up and go and not stop and persevere and pay attention and look at the details. So I would say that those kind of character builders were the things that have continued to help me through my life.
And as if there are young folks out there right now listening, 15, 16, 17 years old, wondering from an educational standpoint, from a career standpoint, how do I get a good education without going bankrupt or bankrupting my parents? How do I get myself into that kind of character building? As you look at around you, the experience that you've had and folks from the other academies that you've bumped into, is that some place that they should be looking? Is that something they should be considering?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of looking for veterans to hire. I'm a big fan of understanding and supporting folks who want to get into the military because it is such a great character builder. I have enjoyed so much success from my time in the military and what I've been able to transition that into, you know, the insurance space. It's been great. I would really encourage people to give it serious consideration.
So, Kevin, you started your civilian career at Air Products, morphed into the insurance side of things. At what point did you become a business owner?
I became a business owner in 2005, which was 12 years after I had started in the insurance business downtown. I'd been well trained. I started as a downtown as a simple sales guy in the insurance space. We call ourselves producers. I'm not sure why. I think that's an anachronism of the past. And then went from there to be the sales manager and the vice president of sales. And I think ultimately we made the decision that we could do a better job in the middle market space, Dean. And we were down, if I can use the analogy, when we were down working downtown, we were hunting elephants. So we were working with some very large clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were able to provide a very high level of sophisticated risk management support to those clients. The problem that we had was there was a significant, if I call the middle market, the next tier of businesses down that weren't getting that support. And frankly, it typically fell to the business owner or perhaps to the treasurer or the chief financial officer as an additional duty. And we found that folks just didn't understand it and didn't have the time for it. And we were trying to figure out how could we reach that middle market space and really support them at the same level of equivalency of support that we did for these elephants. So we spent some time trying to figure out how to do that, and it's so far so good.
You have partners, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so KMRD is really tricky. It's KM, Kevin McPoyle, and RD is Robert Dietzel, Bob Dietzel, who's my partner. So
you guys get no points whatsoever for creativity.
Yeah, exactly. No points at all, but we saved a lot of money, and we didn't have to go to some branding expert to tell us what to do.
Very good. And tell our audience just a little bit about your staffing. How many employees do you have? What kind of duties are they employed in operations?
Oh, well, among our three offices, we've got a total of 25 people.
Very nice.
A couple of those are part-timers who support us in the loss control side of the house. So typically the way an agency is structured is we have, you know, obviously the principals and the producers, the folks that are out introducing themselves and talking about new business. And then we have an account management staff. We call it a risk manager because effectively that's what they are for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And his team consists of, and we have two of those teams, they consist of folks who do the day-to-day. They do the heavy lifting of coordinating, communicating, collaborating with our clients to make sure that their business is well protected and that we're doing the day-to-day administrative details. As you can imagine, insurance requires some paperwork.
God bless.
And our folks are just terrific at that, and they all have a great customer orientation. I mean, that's the thing that we look for when we look to hire people is, how do you feel about, you know, where are you going to prioritize? Are you going to prioritize yourself or your clients? And our folks are just terrific because they all focus on our clients. And so, and then the final piece of that is we have a, which is very different than most agencies, Gene, is that we have a claims staff. And our claims staff is designed to go out there and advocate, support, and come to a scenario where our client has had a claim and be in a position to help them get the most out of that claim from the insurance carrier, as well as if it's a first party of property claim, is to be recovered as quickly as possible. We're big believers. Our kind of one of our taglines is everybody in business is what we call 1 minute from normal. What does that mean? 1 minute from normal is, you know, it's that accident that happens. It's that intersectional accident. It's that employee who catches a finger or an elbow and a pinch point in your plant. It's your sales guy who's got hurt. It's your product that fails. Mm. 1 minute from normal is what everybody doesn't want to be, and then an insurance policy is designed to return you to that minute prior to that event. I'm fond of saying that I've been the broker for some fatalities. I've been the broker for some business losses, property losses, fires, and roof collapses. I've never had a client who has said to me in the midst of a catastrophe, "How much did I pay for that policy?"
Hmm.
What they're worried about is, Kevin, is this going to work? Mm-hmm. And can you get me back to normal?
Back to normal. Very, very good. Kevin, with just a couple minutes left in this session, if you've got somebody out there listening saying, you know what, I'm frustrated. I don't think as an employee I've got the options out there that I really want. I'm really thinking about starting my own business. What advice would you give someone making that consideration or looking at that option, starting their own business?
Suspend your negativity and be optimistic and believe in yourself. And because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to tell you you can't do it, and just do it. Do it. Put everything that you have into it. You know, if it was a poker table, push all of your chips in. And that's the only way that you succeed is every day show up, every day give it your best, because you're going to get surprised, some good, some bad. But every day, if you give it your best and you're committed, you'll be fine. And part of that commitment requires your family to be part of it. It's not a solitary exercise. It is you need the support of a great family, and you need the support of great partners and employees to pull it off. But you have to believe, and you have to suspend the people telling you, no, this will never work.
Kevin, I appreciate that advice very much. I want to thank you for spending part of your Saturday with us. I want to thank you for your service to your country. That means a great deal to our entire audience. It certainly does to me as well. And for folks who are interested in learning more about KMRD, is there a website they can reference?
It is www.kmrdpartners.com.
As simple as it can be. Kevin, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Gene, thank you.
Take care. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Did his final answer surprise you?
It was reflective of a quote I often attribute to George Washington, though I've heard it from Henry Ford, is the surest way to advance is to cut off all means of retreat.
Mm. Does it strike you as, well, and you've heard many of these interviews,
yes,
and
I have.
One of the things that you've said quite often is everybody has a slightly different piece of advice.
Oh, yeah, from get a good pair of shoes to
how about that?
Push them all in.
Sure. and push them all in, this is coming from somebody who understands what that means.
To the nth degree.
Yes,
sure,
indeed.
Sure.
The character trait. I want to make this less accusatory. The character trait of of being able to push it all in. Some people call it courage. Some people call it stupid. It is. I think Kevin's observation about needing to insulate yourself from the good opinions of others is really important. The vast majority of human beings are not geared to be entrepreneurs. They are not geared to take the risks and to push it all into the center of the table and let it ride. They're not geared that way. So when you do it, they think you're nuts.
Well, yeah, and you see it from the other side, too, is, you know, the folks that say, you know what, your meatloaf is the best I've ever had. You need to open a restaurant. Mm-hmm. From that side, too, I think Kevin brings up a great point, though. If you believe what you're doing is going to succeed, you know, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're probably right.
Probably right.
So that's a huge lesson.
Very cool. Folks, we have a minute before the top of the hour, mid-show break, Fox Network News. Couple things. If you you liked what you heard from Kevin, want to hear it again, it'll be posted on the website midweek. Check us out on the web, morethanmoneyonline.com. If you have questions about anything that we've talked about so far today or have questions that you'd like more information on, you can certainly contact us through the web. You can email me, gene@askmtm.com. And you can certainly call us 610-746-7007. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're taking calls. We've got a fistful of emails. We're going to talk about the advice we're going to give to somebody that's got their first job and a whole lot more. So stick with us. We're back after this on More Than Money.